Unit 11. Word List. Advocate. To advocate a plan or idea is to support or suggest it in public.
The group advocated increased spending on education and schools.
Authorize. To authorize something means to give permission for it.
The mayor authorized the construction of a new statue in the park.
Civilian. A civilian is someone who is not in the military.
It was Todd's job to keep civilians from entering the army facility.
Commodity. A commodity is something that can be bought or sold.
Fran's uncle made most of his money trading commodities.
Conquest. A conquest is an event by which one country takes over another country.
After the conquest, the people of the small city had no freedom.
Disclose. To disclose something means to tell it to someone else.
John came home late, so he had to disclose his activities to his wife.
Dynamics. The dynamics of a situation are the way that parts of it affect each other.
A good psychologist needs to know a lot about the dynamics of brain disorders.
Enroll. To enroll in something is to put one's name on a list as a member of a group.
The students had to enroll in the class one semester in advance.
Envious. When someone is envious, they want something that another person has.
They were envious of their neighbor's front yard.
Euphoria. Euphoria is a feeling of extreme happiness.
The athlete felt euphoria after he won the important game.
Festive. When something is festive, it is happy and related to a party or celebration.
Dean's favorite part of Christmas is the festive clothing that people wear.
Jolly. When someone is jolly, they are cheerful and happy.
My grandmother's jolly attitude always made me smile.
Lentil. Lentils are very small beans that people cook and eat.
Danny made her special soup with lentils when her husband was sick.
Marshal. To marshal a group means to assemble them in order.
The students were marshaled outside and put into groups.
Morale. Morale is the amount of hope that people have during a difficult situation.
To improve our family's morale, Mom suggested going on a picnic.
Prophecy. A prophecy is a prediction about what will happen in the future.
Some people believe that prophecies are actually true.
Sage. A sage is someone who is very wise.
Hal always visited the local sage for help with love.
Senate. A senate is a part of the government in some countries.
Everybody liked Caroline and chose her to speak for them in the Senate.
Sentiment. A sentiment is an opinion based on your feelings.
Tess told everyone at the table her sentiments about eating meat.
Unrest. Unrest is a state of anger about something among the people in a place.
High taxes caused much of the unrest that led to the Revolutionary War.
Unit 12. Word List. Adorn. To adorn something means to make it more beautiful by decorating it.
Small glass beads adorned the vase.
Bliss. Bliss is a state of complete happiness.
Every time he sees his girlfriend, he feels a sense of bliss.
Butler. A butler is the most important male servant in a wealthy house.
Whenever he needed something, he rang a bell and the butler appeared.
Cramp. A cramp is a strong pain caused by a muscle after a lot of physical use.
After the marathon, Jenny got a terrible cramp in her calf muscle.
Dilapidated. When a building is dilapidated, it is old and in bad condition.
Paint peeled off of the old dilapidated apartment building.
Evoke. To evoke a memory or emotion means to make it occur.
The picture evoked memories of when grandmother was a girl.
Farewell. A farewell is an instance of saying goodbye or a way to say it.
She got on the plane after we said our farewells.
Faucet. A faucet is a device that controls the flow of a liquid or gas.
Turn off the faucet when you are done brushing your teeth.
Filth. Filth is a large amount of dirt or dirty things that disgust you.
There was tons of filth and trash on the shore of the river.
Flaw. A flaw is a mistake in something that causes it to be less effective or correct.
We discovered a major flaw in the metal chain.
Grin. To grin means to smile broadly.
That joke makes me grin every time I hear it.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping is the maintenance of a house or an establishment like a hotel.
Housekeeping is not much fun, but it has to be done.
Mound. A mound of something is a large pile of it.
There was a mound of clothes on the messy teenager's floor.
Numb. When a body part is numb, it does not have any feeling.
After holding my hand under the icy water, my fingers went numb.
Reckless. When people are reckless, they act in an unsafe way.
The reckless driver posed a threat to everyone else on the road.
Slate. Slate is a dark gray rock that can easily be split into layers.
The roof of the church was made of slate.
Stool. A stool is a seat with legs but no support for a person's arms and back.
I don't find stools very comfortable to sit on.
Testament. A testament to something shows that it exists or is true.
The beautiful performance was a testament to the singer's natural talents.
Timber. Timber is wood that is used for building houses and making furniture.
Trees in this area are grown specifically to be used for timber.
Valve. A valve is a device attached to a pipe that controls the flow of liquid or air.
The mechanic removed the dirt to clear the engine valve.